Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hello from CNN, I'm Joe Beck with the five things you need to know for Monday, March 25th. It's deadline day for former President Donald Trump. He has to pay a bond worth almost $500 million over civil business fraud, or New York's Attorney General Letitia James could go after his assets starting today. That could include things like Trump's buildings, houses, cars, helicopters, and plane, as well as his bank accounts. Trump's asked a state appeals court to let him post a smaller bond, but it hasn't made a ruling yet, and he's struggling to come up with the cash. And Trump's expected in court in New York today for a hearing on the charges he's facing for a hush money scheme to cover up an alleged affair between Trump and the adult film star Stormy Daniels. He's denied the affair and pleaded not guilty. CNN's Zachary Cohen has more on what to expect.
This is where Trump's attorneys will try to postpone a trial for as long as possible. They will argue that discovery issues require further delay. The district attorney's office in New York has argued that no further delay is needed. It's already been delayed through at least mid-April, but it's possible the judge sides with the DA's office and gives us a trial date in New York before the 2024 election.
The four suspects of Friday's attack in Moscow have been charged with committing a terrorist act, and they're all facing life in prison. Russian state media report that three of them have pleaded guilty to the charges. All four are from the former Soviet Republic Tajikistan and had been in Russia on either temporary or expired visas. The attack killed at least 137 people, making it Russia's deadliest in two decades. CNN's Matthew Chance is at a memorial outside the concert hall where the attack happened.
You can see thousands of people have now turned out from around Russia to pay their respects, to lay flowers, cuddly toys as well, add respect for the children who are affected. It really is a major event that has affected this country, and it has fed feelings of instability amongst ordinary people.
Israel has reportedly agreed to a proposal to exchange Israeli hostages for Palestinian prisoners, but it could be days before Hamas responds. CNN analyst Barak Ravid says Israeli officials told him they're on board and tells us why we'll have to wait so long to hear from Hamas.
Those details need to go from Hamas representatives in Doha who are negotiating to the person who really caused the shots. And this is Hamas leader Yihya Sinwar in Gaza, who is in a bunker some 100 feet under the ground.
The deal doesn't include a ceasefire, but would release around 700 Palestinian prisoners in exchange for 40 Israeli hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. CNN has reached out to Israeli officials and Hamas on the status of the talks. A powerful winter storm is pummeling parts of the Central Plains with blizzard conditions, as another one cuts power for people in the Northeast. Areas from Colorado to Minnesota are expected to get blanketed in snow today, before the storm heads across the Midwest and the Great Lakes tomorrow. People are being warned about whiteout conditions, dangerous roads, and power problems. More than 25 million people are under threat from severe storms, including the lower Mississippi Valley, where there are concerns about tornadoes. And winter weather in the Northeast meant more than 100,000 people lost power overnight. Coming up, Shohei Ohtani is expected to speak about the recent scandal that's rocking professional baseball.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
LA Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani is expected to speak to the media later today about the theft allegations against his former interpreter. Last week, ESPN and the LA Times reported that Ohtani's longtime Japanese interpreter was fired after Ohtani's lawyers accused him of stealing millions of dollars and placing bets with a bookmaker under federal investigation. Major League Baseball officials are investigating as the scandal has once again shined a spotlight on the issue of professional sports' closeness with gambling. that's all for now. Our next episode drops at 9 a.m. Eastern Time.